don't judge me, Josh. Don't judge me because
don't judge me between the matches.
I prefer clarity, absolute word for word clarity in my Bible translation.
Yeah, that's right. So I was looking
at Mark Driscoll loves the ESV. So does Francis Chan. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's y'all sucker punch. Okay.
If anyone hears this, please. I'm kidding. I'm joking around.
Man. The Mark Driscoll.
Don't get upset
and
by Driscoll.
Francis Chan.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, welcome to this edition of Between the Matters.
Yeah, this started like welcome to WWE. Like that was an elbow to the throat right
Bible
there.
Bible translation version.
Right? Jeez Louise. I was coming out, throwing punches.
I love you.
I see how it is.
Forgive me.
But so earlier, one of y'all mentioned about judge me, don't judge me. And that's kind of how we started this episode. Yeah. But it reminded me of this thing I saw. It's this guy who wanted to be, he wants to be a Ken doll. So he or just look like a Ken doll. So he gets all this plastic surgery, right? So he's in this interview, but in the interview he talks about how he loves when people come up to him and tell him how gorgeous he looks and how perfect he looks and all this stuff.
There's no way.
But then he goes towards the end talking about like the haters. And he's like, but don't judge me. And I'm like, but you just said you love when people judge you saying how gorgeous you are, but you just don't want this type of judge. So
do you get to say don't judge me if you have plastic surgery because you want to look like a Ken doll?
Do you get to say don't judge me when your whole life, and this was part of the thing anyway, he said it was about his whole life. This is what he wants. He wants his whole life to be about this. I'm like, so you want your whole life to be about people judging you?
Here's the thing.
Josh,
I'm
not something good. I can.
I'm a Calvinist. I reserve the right to judge anybody whenever I feel like it.
Oh wow!
Because we like, have I'm the a list, right?
Yes, because we do. Yeah, I've got the list.
Dude, I'm gonna spit out my drink.
I've got my ESV Bible. I've got my 1689 hat. I don't care who you are. I'm gonna judge you. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't use the 1689, you're judged pretty harshly.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that Heidelberg. Get out of here with your Westminster. Get out of here with your Belgium. Give me my 1689.
That's right. If you're even 1646, if you're 1646, get on the other side of the road.
You know what? I'm a 1541 John Calvin. Take that.
Dude, you read from the NASB. You don't have a dog in this fight. Come on, get out of here.
Hey, so does Drew.
That's true, I do. But I have a feeling that pretty soon Chris is going to go all the way back to the Geneva.
Oh, goodness gracious. We're going to go like post-87 NIV. No, you guys are going to go the Living Bible. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be on here with the Living Bible.
No, the Passion Translation.
Ooh, the Passion Translation.
Me
there we go.
Bill Johnson's
I prefer the Golfer's Bible.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
That's
you
always
know, I did find. I was in a used bookstore. Wow. I was in a used bookstore a few weeks ago. I found a 1977 New American Standard in it.
Ooh, 1977.
I didn't.
Right in the middle of Jesus culture. You should have grabbed it. It probably would have started a revival.
Ooh, buddy. Now who's slinging the punches?
Man.
Jesus is just all right with me.
Somebody wave your socks. We're going to do the Holy Ghost hokey pokey.
That's, oh, man.
Hold on. Let me break out my flags. Just one sec.
Wow. If people just listen to this episode, they're going to be like, those arrogant.
Oh, yeah. Those pieces of crap. I'm sorry to any homeschool families.
Typical Calvinist.
I just said crap. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Those guys, they don't practice grace at all. Come on, Wilford.
What you
We're
said was
out
not
here.
Loving.
They talk about judging people, and they proceed to judge people.
Yeah, by the way, just because you say judge not doesn't stop people from judging. Everyone judges all the time. Yeah. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, by the way, did you guys see that? So completely off topic. Did you guys see that hilarious video of the, he's, I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before, but it's the prosperity dude, like speaking in tongues while checking Instagram.
Yeah. And Costi had some fun with that. He was like, when you're speaking in tongues, folks, and you're checking your fantasy football draft.
That's right. Like, that's right. That's right. It's like when speaking in tongues, but Instagram is life, right?
Well, you saw he was trying to keep speaking in tongues, but he just couldn't concentrate on two things at once.
And then he just goes, bah.
I know, that's the thing. It's just, it's shaba naga naga, shaba la desmende, bah. Just like, what? Is he having a stroke? Like, I think he just died. Like, I'm not sure what happened.
Oh man,
it was ridiculous, and I couldn't stop laughing. Like, yes, it's sad. Yes, it's awful. I could not stop laughing. I was laughing so hard.
It sparked some conversation at work for me, just because I had my phone out, and I was like, okay, like just flipping through Twitter, and came to that. Justin Peters has actually retweeted it and said that he was going to add that to his repertoire of what not to do, and. And so I played it, and one of the guys here was like, what in the was that? And I was like, yeah, that's actually the right way to say that. So it actually ended up sparking a conversation, because he was actually semi-familiar, and would try to use kind of like speaking of Mark Driscoll, you know, Driscoll's hermeneutical interpretation of 1 Corinthians and try to justify you know, speaking in tongues of angels. And I'm like, nah, but you got to remember the point of the letter is actually rebuking the Corinthian church. And specifically that portion is saying, he's kind of saying, look, even if you have these extravagant gifts, but have not love, you're like a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. So it actually sparked a pretty good conversation. He had kind of come from the Roman Catholic charismatic background a little bit. So be praying about that. I know we were joking, and then I kind of turned it serious. I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you read NASB. Everything's literal serious.
All the time.
Everything's literal. Captain Literal.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I will gladly wear that mantle.
You want to err on the side of literal when dealing with the Word of God. Okay. That's, you don't want to take any chances, Mr. ESV.
Correct. Well, you know, correct.
Yeah. Again, we're kidding. Okay.
Here's the thing. I am fine with erring on the side of literal until we hit like the Song of Solomon. Then I've got to be all like on the other side. There's some things I don't want literal, boys. Let's just.
Well, no, it's okay if it's literal, but in the confines of my privacy of my own home.
Okay, so moving along.
What's the youngest ages we have listening to this podcast?
We didn't say anything wrong. It's the Word of God.
Yet. Yeah.
Read it with someone who can teach it to you.
This is why I was segueing.
You're going to have a bunch of 16-year-old boys. Holy smokes. This book is lit. The Bible is amazing.
This way. Hey, you know that
this
line?
Is the NASB? All right.
You know that line we didn't want to cross? It's back there.
hold on. I gotta go pick it up. Hold on. Here's the thing. You just gotta drag the line with you. It makes things easier.
I can't breathe. Wait,
it's too late. It's too late. Oh my gosh, we're in so much trouble.
Probably.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's just you guys. Like, I'm all the way up here in Washington. I don't. No one's gonna do anything.
He just gets the checks. We get the emails. He gets the checks.
I get the text. I get the checks. That's all that happens up here, man. Yeah.
So there is something I did want to talk about, and that is, Josh, you got a new project in the works.
Yeah.
That you're doing right now.
I do. Oh wow. You're gonna give me a plug, huh?
Yeah.
I will take. Yes, I. Josh Loftus and a good friend of mine, the pastor of the church I'm currently going to, Daniel Corey, are starting a podcast. Surprise, surprise. And it is called The Reformatory. So we are launching. We are launching.
The intro theme song is on point.
How dare you?
Yes, I do take some amount of pride in the theme song. I'm very happy with it. It came out all right. Go ahead.
When I heard that, it was also right after I listened to the Drisky Business episode.
Yes.
All of it. And man, I heard that intro and no lie, Josh, I listened to it 7 times.
Oh, dude, thank you. I appreciate
it. It's the timing,
Yeah.
Dude,
whoever and here did that. I am thinking I'm really good at making intro
and you are.
Music.
You are.
And
that's the next step.
Yeah. I'm nowhere near Josh Loftus level right now. I'm an amateur when it comes to this intro music right here.
It turned out well, but we are launching depending on when you're listening to this, October 14th, 2019. It's a Monday. We are launching that, and it's basically just a podcast introducing people into Reformed theology, introducing people into confessionalism, and Daniel and I are pretty big goofballs, and we have a lot of fun. So
check out the promo videos now because it shows, I think, that some of the tone that you're going to hear, and it's
true.
Awesome.
It's true. Yeah. We already have a flavor out there. So we are at Reformatory Pod is our handle on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We got a YouTube page, and we will be launching wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be all over the place October 14th. So give us a like and follow, and we'd love to have you as listeners. That'd be awesome.
Sweet. Oh yeah, we will definitely be Matter of Theology. We'll absolutely be pushing it. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, we push stuff of our own people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of our own people, I'd like to give a little love to Theology Nights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brad.
The love we can get from that guy. I think we have him as a listener. And he just got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah,
so Brad, if you were listening, my friend. Well done. We are proud of you. Glad to have you part of the Matter of Theology family.
Right now, I am tipping my 1689 cap to you, my friend.
Yes, hold on. I'm putting my cap on, and I have just tipped it.
There yes. You are. There
you I'm are. Not wearing a cap, but Brad, when I get one, or the next time I put on a cap, know that I will tip it to you, my friend.
That's right. Yes. Oh, and I have a special message for Brad. Just today. I need Brad to know this. Just today, my wife gave me what's called a cold brew coffee. Don't really know what it is. But
he needs you to tell him.
But I need yes, first Brad, please tell me what that
education.
Is. Please send me a private message me. First, tell me what that is. And second, Brad, it was actually pretty good. It might be the gateway drug into coffee for me, my friend. So if you're listening, I'll probably do an Instagram story about it or something like that because I'm into Instagram stories now.
Yeah,
you are.
Chris, yeah.
I'm still not. I just share other people's stuff on my stories.
Yeah.
So. There's the AC.
That's also.
Yeah. Good.
Sweet.
Love it.
Good job. Wait, are we done with this one? Or is there more?
I mean, I got nothing else, guys. We're at 13 minutes.
That's good.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Cool. We'll have to make up more stuff next time.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It'll happen. Hopefully we'll have more content. Because I think podcasts will be launching and it's pumpkin spice latte out there. Or as that one meme says, it's Han Solo time when all the girls dress up as Han Solo, right? They've got their vests and their boots like up to the knees.
That's right.
So good.
Man, that was classic.
Oh, love it.
I wish I could come up with something that smart.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you always read like memes and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, duh. Yeah. You're like, but I didn't have that when I needed it. No.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Sweet. This was a good episode.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Between the matters,
I liked it.
I think you know. I think these episodes are more popular than our regular episodes,
which is fine. This is just three dudes.
Goofing
three
on.
Dudes being what's the gift? Just, what's better than this? Bunch of guys being dudes. that's what this is.
Nice.
So I actually do want to know what is the youngest listener we have.
I know we have some. We do have some seventh graders that listen.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna go now.
But no, because I know their dads, so they.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Holy Moses. No,
because their dads are listeners too.
Alrighty.
So I'm pretty sure I know one family actually listens together. A lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, if
they're supporters, they're supporters of us.
Look, I'm getting from Chris right now. If you are that family, I sincerely apologize for the behavior of Chris and Drew. Like, they are bad influences. I don't know. I try to reel them in, but it just doesn't work. And I am profoundly sorry.
But you know what? They actually said that. Those two kids, they actually told me that they liked the Between the Matters episodes.
Hey, all right. Well, thank you, family, whoever you are. You're validating me. Can we end this? It should have been ended 15 minutes ago. I need to go to bed.
And we're out.
Bye.